Send in my next patient, please. Thank you. Hi, come on in. It's good to see you again. I'm so glad that you decided to book another session with me. How have you been?
Good. Okay, that's good. So, in our last session, you told me that you've been dealing with these strange thoughts regarding women.
Yeah. You believe that these thoughts were unhealthy and dangerous. Are you still having these same thoughts?
Okay, you are still having them. That's interesting.
Oh, you told someone about this? Okay, and what was their advice?
Well, I don't agree with that at all. Telling you that you should feel guilty, that these are bad thoughts and you should try to repress them, I do not agree with that whatsoever. No.
I know that in our last session we only scratched the surface a bit, but honestly, the thoughts you've been having are 100% correct. The truth is, women really do exist in this world to serve men. Our bodies are made to give men pleasure. Our mouths, our pussies, our asses. These holes were created for your satisfaction. That is just a fact, and I don't think you should suppress these thoughts at all, or feel the tiniest bit guilty for having them. Like, why should you feel guilty for wanting to keep women like me in their place? After all, women today have gotten so loud and unruly. We've forgotten that our place is better served in the kitchen, or better yet, on our hands and knees, ready to service thick, hard, throbbing cocks. Does that just, yeah, it surprises you that a professional woman like me is so willing to objectify herself in front of her own patient, huh? I mean, after all, I graduated from college, became a psychiatrist, and started my own private practice. I must be one of those man-hating feminist types, right? Surely a sophisticated woman like myself would never degrade herself with thoughts of sucking cock like some cheap whore. Well, the fact is, I actually understand that a woman's place in life is to suck cock. It's natural for a man to treat a woman's throat as a warm, wet pocket pussy and empty his balls inside of her. Yeah, I'm being very serious. This is not some kind of psychological test. As a man, you have the right to fuck a woman's mouth whenever you want. And it's a woman's job, her duty, to provide her with holes for your pleasure. I mean, that's my professional opinion, both as a psychiatrist and as a woman. So, for this session, you know what? Why don't we try something a little different? I'm going to list a few scenarios, and you're going to tell me what you would do in each one, okay? I don't want you to tell me what you think you should do. I want to know that the voice inside your head, what those so-called bad thoughts are telling you to do, and we'll just see how dangerous or unhealthy those thoughts really are. Well, I mean, don't worry, this is all perfect, it's natural, okay? So, and I assure you, there's nothing you can say that will surprise me. Okay? All right, so, for this first scenario, you're at a restaurant and you see a woman like me eating dinner with her partner, and you decide that you find me attractive, and you have the urge to relieve yourself by plunging your hard cock down my warm, wet throat. What would you do? Hey, okay, it's okay. Just look at me. Look right at me. Anything you say, of course, is kept between you and I. All of our meetings, like everything confidential. I'm not gonna run out to the streets or post it online somewhere. You don't have to worry about offending me. So just tell me, what would you do in that situation? Oh, I see. It's very interesting. What? No, I'm not offended. Not at all. If you want a woman to swallow a hot load of your cum, they should do it. As a man, I told you have every right to pick me up, drag me to the bathroom, and savagely face fuck me until I am drowning in your warm, salty jizz, baby. And to be honest, you wouldn't even have to bother taking me somewhere private. You could just fuck me right there at the table while my partner watches. Can you imagine throwing me on the restaurant table, tipping my head over the side, and brutally ramming your cock down my throat? Your cock just pulsing and bulging inside my neck as You use my throat as a pussy, forcing me to choke and gag as you just skullfuck my trembling body until I pass out. Yeah, I mean, you know, the experience may be a little traumatic for my partner, but that shouldn't concern you. Well, because after all, this isn't about what they want or what I want. This is about what you want, what you need, what you deserve. Besides, I think it would help all the women in attendance realize their place, that all women should be ready and willing to submit their bodies to men like you. Honestly, I think it would be a good learning experience as well as a healthy show of your dominance. How do you feel, okay? All right, do you wish to continue? Look, don't worry. You're okay, all right? Remember, this is all perfectly natural that we're dealing with right now. Okay, so the next scenario, a woman invites you into her home. You're a guest in her house, and she wishes to make you as comfortable as possible. You suddenly feel the need to shove your hard, throbbing cock into her mouth. What would you do? No, it's okay. Don't hold back. I want you to express yourself as detailed and as vividly as possible. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. It's good. That's exactly what I expected. You're both as a man and a guest in my room. Or my home, not my room. Sorry. You have the right and the privilege to drag me into my bedroom and violate my body in the very bed that me and my partner share. By all means, stain the sheets with your cum and sweat. Paint my body with your jizz and leave me naked and broken like a cheap whore. And you can make my partner watch as you violently molest me in front of them while they just stand there and watch, their eyes maybe welling up with tears. You can even wipe your cock and balls all over my face when you're done and use me like a cum rag. Smear your filth all over me like a dirty little slut who will clean your cock completely. And you can even use my ass before you fuck my mouth. Yeah, I'll suck your cock even if it's been in my ass. Yeah, you can go ass to mouth on me, but not with multiple people, no. But I promise I'll clean you off really well after. You'll never have to worry about making a mess when you've got a slut like me to clean you up. And you can make the entire bedroom smell like stale sex and cum so that whenever my partner rests their head on their pillow, the only thing they will be able to think about will be the night the woman they love was brutally face-fucked in front of them as they stood there and did nothing. Hmm. So tell me, are these the kind of unhealthy thoughts you're having? Because honestly, I feel that thoughts like these are really healthy. They perfectly are. In fact, I would consider it strange if a man didn't think this way. Okay, but final scenario. Your psychiatrist is right in front of you. She has a pair of huge tits that are just begging to be squeezed, and she's wearing this tight white button-down blouse, no bra, so you can see her nipples through the thin fabric. She made sure to leave several buttons undone in order to expose a lot of cleavage. She's wearing a tiny black skirt, so when she bends over, you can see the curve of her shapely round ass. And no, she is not wearing any panties. She picked this outfit for one reason and one reason only. To give a man like you an easy access to all of her holes, what would you do? Well, what's wrong? It seems like, from a psychological view, that what you really want is that, right? You want to know what it would feel like to slide your cock into her warm, wet mouth. Feel her throat muscles squeezing your dick. And I'm here to tell you that that is okay. It's okay to force your cock down her tight throat. It's okay to stretch it open wide as you can. And it's okay to skullfuck her dirty fucking face. Oh, look at you. What is belt off? Okay, what's happening next? Oh, okay. What's about to happen? Oh, I like that. Finally coming to terms with your feelings, baby. And this is very healthy. Now pull out that hard dick for me. Oh, very fucking nice. Okay, I'm gonna get down on my hands and knees.
and open my mouth as wide as I possibly can. You will shove your cock all the way down my throat, and I will suck all that sticky cum right out, okay, baby? Because that's my duty as a woman. I exist on this earth for you. To serve you. So let me get down here like this. Now, you grab the back of my head and slam it down on your cock. You make me feel your hard dick throb in the back of my fucking throat, baby. You force me to gag on it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well fucking done. You're doing so good. Now, I want you to fuck my face as hard as you can, okay? Don't be afraid. I can take it. So, shove your very thick cock that you have there down my tight throat and stretch me open, okay? Shove it down as far as you can. I want to feel your dick past my tonsils, baby. You fuck my face until I'm choking, gagging, and crying. And make it so my head is so far down on your cock that I can lick your balls while I'm sucking on your dick, baby. Yeah, you ready?
Oh!
Oh my god. Very good. I am so proud of the progress you've made. Now come down my throat. I want you to drain your balls inside of me and pump a very thick, heavy load down my throat, baby. You fill me with all of that cum you have for me, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Excellent job, baby. That was very productive for this therapy session. Let me wipe my mouth. You came a lot. You really did, and it tastes so fucking good. Okay. I think we've made some real progress today, don't you? Mm-hmm. My God. I thought I didn't think I could swallow it all, but I got all of it. Wow. But don't worry about the mess. Just a few spit and cum stains should be expected in this line of work. My makeup, yeah, I guess it is smeared. I can fix that, though. It's no big deal. But I guess the whole cheap whore thing, well, there it is. Just imagine what my partner will think when I go home today with my clothes ruined, makeup smeared, my belly filled to the brim with your cum, baby. My lips and chin covered in your jizz, but I'm not going to clean it because you haven't told me to. And I wonder what my partner will say when I kiss them tonight with my lips covered in your cum. Oh well. Now, before you leave, make sure you schedule an appointment with my secretary. Sooner the better, of course. Okay? Make sure you call me if you need anything. Have a fantastic week and weekend. And I mean, if really, baby, if you need anything, you just call me and let me know, okay? I'm pretty sure I'll be eager to hear back from you.